While the final vote for governor is expected to be close, up to this point, Green has raised only 60% as much money as the incumbent Doyle. Doyle had $5.1 million in the bank as of the end of June, compared with $3.1 million for Green. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim calls it a substantial edge that gives Doyle more options between now and November.
It literally is millions of dollars in radio and TV ads and direct mail. Organizational money, which sometimes doesn't show up very much, but essentially things like get out the vote drives. You can do a lot with $2 million, especially more than your opponent.
Green actually raised $60,000 more than Doyle over the first 6 months of this year. That does not include roughly $500,000 he received at a fundraiser attended by President Bush last week. Heim says that's nothing to sneeze at, but he expected Green to do a little better after his primary opponent, Scott Walker, bowed out of the race.
A lot of Republicans were saying, well, I don't want to get into the primary fight. I'll wait till, you know, we'll pick the winner and put the money on in the fall. Once Walker was out of the race, one would have expected the pocketbooks to open up for Green a little bit more.
Heim says that if the race stays competitive, he expects out-of-state donors to get more involved. He says much of that money would go to issue ads instead of directly to the campaigns. That makes it harder to track in campaign finance reports. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.